If you want to talk about a team that won't back down from a fight, then I've got a conversation starter for you. As Riverside continued to battle all night long in their loss to Exira EHK 75-64. Despite a poor first half of shooting for Riverside, the boys recollected themselves and hung with the Spartans throughout the second half as they came within 4 points after being down by 15 points at the half.
When you work hard, all those guys on the floor and I put in so much time, you don't just lay down. And, you know, there's multiple times where you get down and you feel like their athleticism height is one thing, but we just switched it up and they did enough to keep it going. I think we had, 43 in the second half. It was really unfortunate that first half. We just couldn't make shots.
Head coach Nick Krohn was more than impressed with the talent that Exira EHK had on the floor and was proud of his boys for sticking with one of the top teams in the region.
And they came out complimented them, too. They're good. They're really good. I mean, when I started the season, we had seen these guys in the summer. And I mean, really, in Southwest Iowa, I thought they were the best team. And I'm surprised they weren't a one seed, really,
right.
in our sub. So the compliments to them. And I knew we wouldn't quit because we got a bunch of winners, a bunch of good kids. So
one player who not only made an impact Thursday night, but throughout all 4 years of his career was Grady Jempson. The senior had 21 points in his final game in a Bulldog uniform and worked hard to keep his team in the game all night long. Coach Krohn couldn't have asked for anybody better to lead his Bulldogs all season.
I mean, he's lifted our program, and I think the biggest thing, we know all the stats and the numbers that he's done, but the biggest thing he's done is elevated the guys around him, the leadership, getting guys in. I mean, we had 13, 14 guys consistently at 6 a.m. every morning, and that's why we don't quit. That's why we're down four when we could have let that slip away. It's really hard to quit when you have Grady's leadership, and we stuck with it. Mason come around, but he has been he's the best basketball player I've ever coached. Very skilled. He's a coach on the floor. I'm really impressed with him. When your best player is your hardest worker, you're really in tune and people follow that. And his leadership is phenomenal. I mean, it's hard to say right now, but we're going to miss him, you know. But that's the good thing about that. You get 4 years and people see it and people know the blueprint of how he did to get where he was. So, it'll be someone else's turn now, but I'm really excited to follow Grady in his career.
Grady Jempson is a player who helped to bring the Riverside boys basketball program back to what it was in 2013, where the wins continued to come down the line.
It means a lot. It feels good. I think just in 2013, our boys were really good, and then we kind of hit a really long drought, and then we started to pick things up. And then once me and all my other teammates that are seniors got in, I felt like we brought a competitive side to the team, and we've been a lot more successful since then. So it's just been really fun to go out there with the guys that I've played with since third grade, every winter and summer and stuff. So it meant a lot.
At the same time, too, I mean,
Jempson was not only leading in every category from points to steals, but he was also an essential team leader. This young Bulldogs team has so much to follow in his footsteps for the future of the program.
I think I helped a lot. I think Coach Krohn helped a lot. He does really good about, we do summer workouts and we have guys in the gym every day, 6 a.m. Like, I think upward of 16 guys, and Mason and Garrett, those guys are in there. We all do other sports, but we kind of make basketball first. And I think us just pushing everyone every day helped. And I think we caught a lot of teams by surprise this year. We graduated some key pieces, but maybe brought in even more than what we had last year. So it's been really fun to play with all the guys this year.
Looking at that future, the Bulldogs were led on the night by Cole Jempson with 18 points, 10 of which came in the second half of action. Mason McCready got 10 points in his final game as a Bulldog, as he was a key in helping the Bulldogs all season. Dawson Henderson finished with 7 points, while Owen Fenner, Peyton Amdor, and Wyatt Bell all finished off the night with 3 points. The future is bright for Riverside basketball, and Grady is one player who helped to build that future.
I just want to be great. I mean, make people excited about Riverside again and get things going. I just want me to be successful, and most importantly, I want our school and community and my teammates to be successful as well. So just every day trying to strive for that.
I'm Zach Collins reporting.